You're listening to the M Relevance Marketing Minute. This segment is made possible by M Relevance and brought to you by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum. On the Marketing Minute, we discuss the latest marketing strategies and tactics, from branding to social media to the latest technology and tools, all to help you sharpen your approach to marketing and PR and drive your message. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the M Relevance Marketing Minute, a special edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friends and colleagues, Carol Morgan and Mitch Levinson. Mitch, today we're going to talk about effective creative design. So there's design and then there's effective design. What's the difference?
Well, effective design is, you know, graphic design that not only is pretty and sexy and everything that you think about when you think about design, but it also not only delivers the message, but it causes people to take action, right? You're getting buyers from it.
So sexy sells?
Sexy sells. Everything's got to be sexy. Everything's got to look good. Everything has to, you know, get people to feel like they're living the dream, right? They're living in your house like Coca-Cola, right? They're going to drink a Coke and they're going to smile. You know, they're going to put on a pair of Nikes and they're going to run a marathon. You know, how do they feel when they look at your brand and your brand message?
Well, how do you know if that's going to elicit those emotions? I mean, I can imagine where an organization may hire an agency such as yours and come up with a bunch of stuff and they say, oh, that looks great. And mm-hmm. they say, get me 5,000 of those and right. and let's put that logo on all this tchotchkes and all that. And then it goes to market and it doesn't have an impact. So how do you test? I mean, how do you know if the design that you guys or any agency, frankly, is creating, how do you know if it's going to have that design and become, quote, effective?
Yeah. Well, you ask, right? You ask people. You look at Google tracking reports. You send out surveys. You understand what, you know, they're using your product for and what they think about your product when they see it to begin with, you know, focus groups and things like that. But having the right design and understanding what your brand message is really where it starts. You know, using the right colors with each other, you know, contrasting and complementary colors for a primary color scheme. And then, you know, you can go online and Google color palettes and emotions, and you're going to get images. And we use a lot of these images in our branding meetings with our clients, you know, what brands use which colors and what colors bring out which emotions for people. Is red better? You know, typically that's a hot color. Is blue better or green? Green, you know, is a little bit softer. And what exactly kind of emotion? Strength, toughness, orange, Home Depot, you think of they're going to be able to build something for you, or, you know that that's a rugged company. John Deere, green, you know, they're down to earth, right? You don't even need to know who they are. You look at their color palette, you know, green and yellow, you know, John Deere is an earthly company. You know that they're earth moving equipment. So effective really plays on who you are as a company and how you want to be perceived and what people think about you. And that's really, I mean, that's important. Mm-hmm. And laying it out the right way so that your products can be used in a way that people see themselves in the lifestyle that they want to be in. You know, that's how it works.
Well, when I made my logo many, many years ago, I just thought it looked good. And mm-hmm. I did not give any thought to this. And I suspect I'm not alone in that. Carol, you have to lead with relevance and then show value. What do you mean by that?
Absolutely. Well, so it's got to be something that catches their attention, but then it's got to have value for them or have some meaning to them. You know, you want that call to action to be something that resonates with them so they do click, they do take that next step. And you're talking about testing. I think testing has gotten very inexpensive today mm-hmm. because Facebook ads are pennies on the dollar, and you can A/B test ads on Facebook and kind of start to get an idea of what people react to before you put it out there on a bigger scale. You can spend, you know, a few $100 a month on Facebook and get a really good idea of what your audience likes.
No, and don't, if you're listening to this, don't get spooked by a few $100 of Facebook ad. It is one of the more powerful testing tools you can use.
I mean,
virtually every email service provider has A/B testing. A/B testing now is becoming ridiculously easy. You used to pay a lot of money to hire a firm to do A/B testing for you, but there's a way to use Google Ads as a way to test things, you know.
Absolutely.
So there's almost unlimited ways to test. Mitch, when it comes to design, though, I guess you could say I know good design when I see it. I mean, mm-hmm. but are there some key principles I'd be thinking about when it comes to design in terms of simplicity versus complex? I mean, talk to me about some of those.
Yeah. So in today's design trends, you really want to be simple and easy and use effective white space in your designs when we're talking about web design. What we like to do is we understand and we try to understand as best as we can who their target market is. And then we not only look at what their brand message says, what our client's brand message says, but also who else sells to those types of clients, right? So if you're building million-dollar luxury homes, what's Mercedes-Benz? What's Apple? What's Tesla? What are they doing in their marketing and how are they appealing to the target market, right? Because it's the same kind of buyer. If we're talking about, you know, working class Americans and we're entry-level homes or even military home buyers, what other products do they buy and what type of marketing appeals to them? What are the successful consumer packaged goods? They do a lot of research. Why don't we just use what they've learned? You know, find effective brands and leverage that. If I want to be the best company with customer service, I'm going to the hotel industry to learn what they're doing. I'm not trying to make it up myself. I want to know what they're doing. I want to know how they're using it. And I want to be as effective as they are. And I want to take what they have and mold it to who we are and who I am and who our clients are. And really, that's what's important. And again, it's all visual, right? So the internet allows us to be visual. Whether you're on your smartphone, whether you're on your desktop, it still has to look good. It still has to be sexy. And it still has to show them, they have to think, well, who am I going to be when I'm using the product? Who am I going to be when I'm living in your house? You know, so I want to see a picture of real people in your kitchen drinking a glass of wine, you know, because that's what I want to do every Friday night.
So you can't just design by instinct and feel. I guess it's part of it. You really, if you want to have effective design, which is what we're striving for here, this has to be driven by data.
Right. It's all driven by data. I mean, it comes from your tracking report. You can definitely tell what works and what doesn't work. It's the Facebook ads. It's the AdWords. It's the A-B testing. It's the email marketing piece that you send to them out and you understand what message resonates with your clients. And incidentally, that's where the strategic marketing comes into all of this. You know, everything that we talk about marketing, when you talk about Facebook and some social media, people say, oh, I got a kid, I got a daughter, they're in college and I can intern, whatever. They certainly can post to Facebook. But have they really thought through how to use Facebook to sell, to get traffic, to generate leads, right? And that's what, it's the same thing with creative design. You have to be thoughtful in your actions to provoke emotion in your customers so that they take action and resonate with your brand. That's what creative design is. That's what effective creative design is.
Well, at the end of the day, you need a professional who knows what they're doing on this. I mean, I think of how many times have over my marketing career have I heard, well, I got a nephew who can bang that out, you know? I mean, it comes to me too, to the photography that you use.
Right.
I mean, you can walk up to a house and take a photo with your iPhone, which may look like a nice photo. But there's a difference when a professional knows what they're doing with the right lenses and lighting and all those kinds of things. I mean, talk about the importance of having that added level of professionalism in this design.
Well, it's not only, again, everything is visual, but it's not only just the images. The images have to be high quality. You cannot, if you are a business owner, you cannot take a picture on your cell phone and use it on your website. You just can't. You have to get a great representation. It has to be a professional photographer, but it's also, I mean, let's talk about what's next, right? And what's even current today. It's not just visuals and pictures. We're also talking about video. We're talking about 3D. We're talking about virtual reality. We're talking about augmented reality, right? That's here today, all of those things. And if you really want your clients to see themselves using your product, you got to create a video. You got to talk about yourself in that way. And it has to be scripted and it has to be effective and it has to be high quality. And, you know, you really need visuals. They have to see themselves using your product.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the key. That's the key. And that's what good effective design can do is you can actually insert yourself into that vision.
Right, right. And they got to feel good doing it too. Right. I mean, it's got to be what they want.
Yep. All right. Well, Mitch, should anyone want to learn more about effective creative design and relevance, how do they find you?
Well, they can visit our website at marketingrelevance.com or they can call us at 770-383-3360.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's M Relevance Marketing Minute. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review. So on behalf of my co-hosts, Carol Morgan and Mitch Levinson, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.
Thank you for listening to the M Relevance Marketing Minute. Today's episode was made possible by M Relevance, a marketing, communication, and interactive agency. To get help on SEO, creative, PR, social media, web development, and more, visit marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next week on the M Relevance Marketing Minute.